Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nay Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Permission to Feel, written by Mark Brackett, PhD, is a transformative book that ventures deep into the world of emotions and their immense impact on our personal and societal well-being. Brackett, a professor in the Child Study Center at Yale University and founding director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence, leverages his years of academic research and personal experiences to argue for the critical importance of understanding, expressing, and regulating emotions. The book not only sheds light on the science behind emotions, but also provides practical frameworks for individuals, educators, and leaders alike to develop emotional intelligence. Through compelling narratives and data, Permission to Feel encourages a more empathetic and emotionally intelligent approach to parenting, education, and leadership, positioning emotional skills at the heart of a healthier, more compassionate society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ruler. Approach to emotional intelligence. The ruler approach, a cornerstone of Permission to Feel, is an evidence-based framework developed by Mark Brackett and his colleagues for understanding and using emotions wisely. RULER stands for Recognizing, Understanding, Labeling, Expressing, and Regulating Emotions. The approach emphasizes the importance of acknowledging emotions in oneself and others, comprehending their causes and consequences, accurately identifying and naming them, expressing emotions in accordance with social norms and personal values, and effectively managing emotional responses. Through detailed explanation and examples, Brackett shows how the RULER approach can be applied in various settings, including schools, homes, and workplaces, to foster emotional intelligence, improve decision-making, and enhance relationships. The methodology provides actionable steps for individuals to develop skills that are critical for personal well-being and success. Secondly, the science of emotions. Mark Brackett delves into the complex world of emotions from a scientific perspective, providing readers with a solid foundation to understand the physiological, psychological, and social aspects of emotions. He explains how emotions are not just fleeting feelings, but crucial signals that carry essential information about our environment and internal states. Brackett discusses the neuroscientific underpinnings of emotions, including how they are processed by the brain, the role of neurotransmitters, and the interplay between cognition and emotion. This exploration helps debunk myths about emotions being solely subjective experiences and positions them as integral to our cognitive processes, decision-making, and social interactions. By educating readers on the science of emotions, Permission to Feel empowers them to better navigate their emotional worlds, leading to more fulfilling lives. Thirdly, emotional intelligence in education. Brackett highlights the profound impact of emotional intelligence on educational environments, advocating for its integration into curricula at all levels. He presents compelling evidence on how emotional intelligence can improve academic performance, student-teacher relationships, and classroom dynamics. Topics covered include the role of emotions in learning and memory, strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and the importance of empathetic communication between educators and students. Brackett's vision for education transcends traditional academic goals, aiming instead to cultivate emotionally intelligent individuals who can navigate life's challenges with resilience and empathy. The book provides educators with practical tools and strategies to implement emotional intelligence initiatives in their classrooms, demonstrating how such approaches can create more supportive and effective learning environments. Fourthly, emotions in the workplace, within Permission to Feel, Mark Brackett extends the discussion of emotional intelligence to the workplace, elucidating its significance in professional settings. He explores how emotions influence job performance, leadership effectiveness, and organizational culture. Brackett provides insights into managing emotions in high-pressure situations, the importance of emotional labor, and the benefits of emotionally intelligent leadership. The book offers strategies for creating emotionally intelligent workplaces where employees feel valued, understood, and motivated. It underlines the positive outcomes of such environments, including increased productivity, improved employee satisfaction, and enhanced creativity. Brackett's work vividly illustrates how leveraging emotional intelligence in the workplace can lead to more harmonious and prosperous organizations. Lastly, the personal journey of emotional intelligence. In a particularly moving section of Permission to Feel, Mark Brackett shares his own journey with emotional intelligence, weaving personal anecdotes with scientific research. He discusses the challenges he faced growing up and how they led him to understand the importance of acknowledging and managing emotions. Brackett emphasizes the role of self-awareness in emotional intelligence, encouraging readers to reflect on their emotional experiences and patterns. He provides guidance on developing self-regulation techniques, cultivating empathy, and building meaningful relationships through emotional connection. Brackett's personal narrative serves not only as a testament to the transformative power of emotional intelligence, but also as an inspiring call to action for readers to embark on their own emotional intelligence journeys, advocating for a more introspective and emotionally aware lifestyle. In conclusion, Permission to Feel by Mark Brackett, PhD, is an essential read for anyone interested in personal development, emotional well-being, and fostering compassionate relationships within families, schools, and workplaces. Brackett's scientific yet accessible approach demystifies the world of emotions, making a compelling case for the importance of emotional intelligence in every aspect of life. Educators, parents, leaders, and individuals seeking to understand and leverage the power of emotions to enhance their lives and society would greatly benefit from the insights and strategies presented in this book. By embracing the principles of permission to feel, readers can unlock the potential of emotions to promote personal growth, improve interpersonal relationships, and build empathetic communities. Brackett's work is a powerful reminder that understanding and managing our emotions is not a luxury, but a necessity for thriving in an increasingly complex world. If you would like to support Mark Brackett, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.